Ja, maar dat goed dat alleen nog ja mag hem niet. De boot wordt dan door.
The
same time, which boat sunk with three people. Western.
Cassie. You were fine. Yeah, well, they turned over.
Yeah, in Skeezy Channel. I thought that was
Jaffe, yeah. Right? We're going to Jaffe and they iced up.
I think it was Western.
Yeah, Western. Dave Murphy. Remember him? He always had little crab fishing.
Can you say the boat was on the rocks one more time? The boat was on the rocks.
Yeah.
Just in
the Yeah, Machani. Barakudak Lingok Yeah Machami. The boat was on the rocks.
Lingok Yeah Machani. The boat was in the rock.
A couple of days later we tried to go out to this guy from Kodiak tried to cry. It was gone. Big swells rock. Busted up.
He was ready to go because it was right on top.
A little boat or a big boat?
The same size as Ricky's boat, but it wouldn't hold.
I climbed up on it and it was full of ice. I got the door open. He told me, hope so. I bet you there's somebody dead in there. He didn't want to come with me. I climbed up and find, you know. He was down there in a house. He figured there's somebody in there. He said, no, I opened, there's nobody. He figured somebody in there dead. No.
Scared.
Yeah. What were you guys walking out there?
No, we were crabbing. Oh. We were going to Ocean Beach for drag bait.
Drag for bait. Used to see sea otters there all the time. Ocean Beach. To see. I guess they're still there.
Chakimaglit nakchit.
What do you want to learn?
How do you say it?
Chakimak.
You got a load of tanner crab.
Huh?
A boatload of tanner crab? Mm-hmm.
I don't know what they call tanner.
Shakkuk.
Shakkuk, yeah, but what kind?
Parakutak. Tatahamak. Shakkunak. Shakkunak, yes, crab.
Boat full of crab.
Parakutak. Tatahamak. Shakkunak. Tatahamak.
Does that mean full?
Yeah,
load.
Load, yeah.
I wouldn't pack. Sakuna Gamlis Kong Pito.
The driver's getting a lot of crap.
Right now he's. Say it again, a boatload of tanner crap.
Yeah.
Tatahnok.
Tatahnok.
Sakuna.
Sakuna.
How do you say, Chistinaptahat lots only?
Amalachta.
Amalachta. Oh, yeah.
Lots. Amalachta. Shakut amlochumut. Like, there must be a lot of crab. Shakut amlochumut.
Shakut amlochumut.
When they were crabbing one time, the big, were fishing the big king crabs.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, they were big. They bit them one time.
Big king crab.
Did it hurt?
It hurt.
Let go.
Only time it come off, you know what? He break the claw.
Yeah.
I couldn't, right to my bone, like blue. I was in the bone. Finally he got something, he break the claw, the only time.
Strong.
I was unloading him. I got to go.
You took a hammer and hit the claw, busted.
Honk, took. Is that hurt?
Ankh, that's okay, yeah.
Ankh.
Ankh? Ankh.
Hurt.
Hurt. How do you say the crab bit me?
Numb.
Shakkum. Shakkum. Kuchki.
Kuchki.
Kuchki. Bidim.
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 Kuchki. Is that the same as pinch?
Tumuluka kuchki. Tumuluka.
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 Tumuluka kuchki shakku.
Kuchki shakku.
Yeah. Tumuluk people.
How do you say it? Hurt really bad. Hurts really bad.
Ankhnasha.
Ankhnasha.
Pakugong tuk or pakugong. How do you say my back hurt?
Pakuga ankh.
Ankh tuk.
Kuga.
Pakuga.
Kuga.
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 How about now when you say headache, that's different
though. Naskolmukwa. Naskolmukwa. I got a headache. Naskolmukwa.
So you don't say Naskuk Oktuk. Alright. No.
Naskuk. When Naskuk.
My head really.
Naskuk.
Naskuk.
Naskoka ankhtuk.
My head hurts. Naskoka ankhtuk. Okay. Nuyatuk. Nuyonga.
Nuyat.
Nuyanga.
Or Nuyat.
Nuyanga.
Is my
hair. My hair.
Okay. Ehak. Ehaka.
Ehak.
My hand.
You don't put it on you.
I know.
This is second year, right?
Yeah, this is, see, October, November, December, a year and 3 months.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
How do you say, I'm just a baby, beginner?
Do you know how to count in Hazard? I could only go as far, five. Ashkaluk, Maluk, Pingayan, Staman, Tatiman,
Akhwanikan,
Akhwanikan,
Makhulan,
Makhulan,
Ingulkan.
Ingrogan, Kulubuyan, Kulen.
Ah, Ajakstan.
Like Russian. Adin, Tuat, Stirit, Piat, Cinco.
Cinco?
In Russian. Adin, Tuat, Stirit, Piat, Cinco. Five.
Excellent.
It would. Keke used to, yeah, he used to count.
What'd you say?
The old man used to count.
It's fooling.
No, I know.
Exactly.
The old man used to count them. I used to play cards. I didn't watch Derek Piazzink. Why?
How do you say Merry Christmas or Happy Christmas? Or do you have a way to say that in Aleutic? It's kind of borrowed from Russian Christmas, the Rozhestvok.
A Rozhestvok. A Rozhestvok.
It's Aleutic.
A Rozhestvok.
It's Russian. Kind of borrowed. Made Aleut. It is.
Rasnikov.
Is it?
Rasnikov.
Is that Christ?
Merry Christmas.
Rasnikov?
Rasnikov?
Yeah.
Is that Merry Christmas? Yeah. Rasnikov.
New Kudak. New Kudak. New Year.
New Year.
New Kudak.
A tucht. A tuchtuk. Nudak. Uksuk.
Nudak. Uksuk. Nudak. Uksuk.
New Year. Happy New Year.
Uksuk is year, yeah.
Would you say?
New Year.
Happy. A tuchtuk. It is happy.
Yeah. Happy New Year. Nunanik Satuk Nudak Uksuk. Happy New Year.
Nunanik
Satuk.
Nunanik Satuk Nudak Uksuk. Happy New Year.
Ikmishna.
Kanga.
Eto, Vikmichna.
Russian,
no, doesn't have any.
Snowy Kodam. Snowy Chas. Snowy Kodam is Happy New Year in Russian. Snowy Kodam. And you answer Snowy Chas. Snowy Kodam, Snowy Chas. You're half Russian, are you?
No.
No?
No Russian.
Norwegian, huh?
Finnish.
Oh.
Minun yeah. Kieli kertoo ustin ningu kriin kaula.
That's all.
That's all I know. Yeah, that's Finnish for my tongue twists like the neck of a swan.
That sounds like a dirty thing to say.
Yeah, kind of. Well, it's like maybe, well, because your tongue could be bad, you yeah. know, so it could say bad things. Yeah, that was my grandfather.
That's your grandpa.
Yeah. Let me look. I think I had some words I wanted to know if I could find them.
You guys know Gil Jarvala, right? That's her dad. The pilot, Gil
Radhaka
Jarvala.
Gil Jarvala.
What?
Hui. No, how would I say my dad, Dadaka, Gil Jarvala.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I told him that last year, I think.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Did you know him?
Yeah.
The pilot?
I'm curious, I'm going fishing, just in a tachet, I am going fishing, did you learn that one?
We talked about it.
Well, like a dog.
A dog.
Your dad.
A dog is another way?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, yeah.
My
father.
A dog.
A dog.
A dog. A dog. A dog. A son, your son, my son.
A dog. A dog.
Baniaka is my daughter.
Baniaka. Mm-hmm. Awakuda is my son.
Awakudaga is my son.
Awakudaga.
Mm-hmm.
A granddaughter?
Istuaka.
No, your boy.
Istuaka. Istuaka is my grandson.
Istuaka. Granddaughter.
Mm-hmm.
How about granddaughter?
Istuaka. Tasunapakta has granddaughter.
Istuaka. I think
Tuaka, yeah, that's it. Tuaka.
Tuaka. That's only a grandchild. How about a grandson? Turak Matiska.
What does that mean?
Inami Appa.
Turak Matiska is a... Mischief boy in Russian. Turak Matiska.
It's a Auntie Mary's Appa. Card game. It's called Turak.
Who's up, Uncle?
Kampa.
Appa.
Gama.
Kampa is boy. Appa. I think of
Appa.
Yeah.
Appa.
How do you say I made a mistake?
Huh?
I made a mistake.
Alakhtwa.
Okay, same.
Alakhtwa.
Alakhtwa. Alakhtwa. Shukha. Maybe.
We
maybe so. Could be, maybe so.
We made Alakhtwa.
Alakhtwa. I don't know where I got this from. Aka ikash kwa ikash kwa kudachtwa. I want to be able to say I am going fishing. You know, like I've heard ikaluch shuchida
ikaluch.
Let's go fishing.
Get fishing.
Yeah, let's go get fish. Okay, but if I were to say I'm going fishing, I would say ikaluch shuch.
You're going to go on the boat and fish.
Okay, so...
Kukashikikwa.
I'm going to...
That you're going to fish with a net.
How about if I'm going clam digging? Or a glita. Let's go.
Does that mean I'm going to get clams?
Are you going clam digging?
Can you say,
yes. Take your head up and say, ah.
How do you say, I'm hungry for clams? Or, I want some clams.
Clam,
mama.
I want clams.
I want lots of clams.
I'm going to eat clams.
I'm hungry for clams. Be mamaya.
Buchita.
Mamaya.
Buchita.
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 Buchita soup is good.
Yeah. Wow. That was loud.
Lichtenka.
Juchten.
Juchten.
Juchtokalutisten.
Juchten. He's in the seniors.
I asked him, are you hungry?
Yeah, he blew the papers. No, I don't know.
Like,
I left.
It took money.
Who's the Bali?
It's here.
It took money.
It's here.
A Balik, the danger one, William would say. Mm. Danger. Huh? Mm. Sophie would always say, Adakugu. That was her favorite word.
Later.
The lady, she would always tell me, Adakugu, all the time. I don't know how come. And her husband would say,
remember that?
Danger.
They had that comet up there, the Hootack. Somebody told me to go there. Remember that comet?
Mm-hmm.
The Hootack.
Huh. Oh, that's a word for comet.
The Hootack, yeah.
The Hootack.
Huh.
Somebody wants to go there. That's your last name up there, comet.
Huh.
It was years ago, remember it?
That's his last name. Kahutak.
Oh, comet.
That's a pretty cool last name.
Is that, is, it means comet? Kahutak? Is it me?
That's what he said.
Do you remember, stories that your grandparents told you? Do you remember your grandparents telling you stories of going clam digging or fishing? Or
only grandpa I know. But I was pretty young and couldn't get too much to talk with them.
Uh-huh. Everybody was busy.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
His grandpa was my grandpa too.
Ah.
Abalik. His nickname was Abalik.
Oh, okay.
It's my nickname.
His name was Maxim. Maxim, but they called him Abalik. That's how come he got that name, Abalik.
He used to tell me when I was Abalim Naskonit Shakakai. He used to tell me, Mr. Guya, old man, Abalim Itchani Naskonit.
Abalik was born in Tangishanami. Tangishanami.
I was born in Tangishanami.
Woody Island.
Okay. When you get clams, do you have a way, do you always keep them like in sacks off the dock and store them that way? And do you have a favorite way that you like to prepare them? Do you usually just like to make clam chowder, or do you like to?
Half shells, clam chowder, clam strips, raw. Eat them raw.
Yeah. Do you remember that they have a different way to like store clams or keep them longer? When you were younger, did they have a way to keep clams? Or just ate them when you had them? Did you just eat them? You know, like you go dig them and eat them. They didn't like...
Yeah.
You know how some they salt down, they make salt fish?
What you want?
How did they store clams, or did they... You just would go dig them and make clam chowder? You know what I mean?
3 o'clock.
Like
it must be that time of the day every day.
Pretty much.
Every time.
What is it?
The baby unucks every time at this time. I could tell when she unucks, she'll be standing there looking at me just quiet, embarrassed.
Yeah, she's telling me, go away, Grandma. How do you say, let's speak Aleutic, or let's, you know... If you were talking about, let's just talk Aleutic, or let's, so we're practicing, like if we're doing a class and we want to be able to say, I'm working with the kids and I want to say, let's speak Aleutic.
You say, you watch good.
You watch good.
Let me record that.
Aleutic. You watch good Aleutic too.
You watch good Aleutic too.
That's good.
Stop now.
Okay.
You watch
good. So, you watch good
Aleutic.
You watch good Aleutic too.
You
watch good.
Okay, if I want to say he speaks Aleutic too, I would say Niu.
You took Aleutic too.
Do you understand how it is?
If I told him to speak in Aleut, I'd say, Yuchtuk Aleutistu.
I'm telling
you,
I want to learn Aleutic.
I want to learn Aleutic.
Okay, and if I want to say I will learn how would you say, tell me a story in Aleutic?
Tell me a story?
Is it Kuliang?
Kuliang Washna.
Kuliang Washna.
Tell me a story. Kuliang Washna. Kuliang Washna. Kuliang Washna. Tell me a story. Tell me a story.
Kangich Chuden is understand. Kangich Chuden. And Kangich Chiamgen is you. Do you understand me?
I understand you.
Okay.
Kangich Chuden. Kangich Chiamgen. I understand you.
Okay. I don't understand. See, those are good words to learn when you're, you know, like, chastun uptachat. Is that how you say, how do you say? How do you say that one? Say, how do you say in
Aleutic?
Do you say? Chastun. How do you say?
How do you say?
Uptachat? You say it different.
Chistun Nyukchit.
It's another. Chistun
Nyukchit.
Nyukchit. is how do you say?
What did you say?
What did you say? Oh, chestin.
Chestin nyukchit.
Nyut.
Nyukchit.
Nyukchit. Okay.
Chestin nyukchit.
Is what did you say?
Yeah. What did you say? That's
it.
Yeah. That's good.
Alutik tahtu kasunami, no? You go there, you check the guys out. I mean you. You go there.
Were you at the college that time we were together?
I didn't go this year when they went because the weather wasn't good for us.
Yeah, we didn't go either.
Yeah.
I don't know what happened, why we didn't go. The weather.
The weather.
It was the weather. The weather was bad. Yeah. How do you say that?
The weather was bad?
Yeah. The weather was bad.
Weather is bad.
Ajima, the weather is good. It is nice. Ajim. Bad weather. Aklongok, anyway.
Aksangok.
Aksangok.
Unok mani kaning sir.
It's snowing.
Unok mani kaning. It was snowing. This morning it was snowing here. Unok mani kaning sir.
Unwami.
This morning. Unwami. Unwami is this morning.
And Pachnak took his Pachnak called Chayuk Uchnak took. Do you say it different? Is it Majach took? But if is it different, if it's I'm hot or the tea is hot?
The tea is hot. Chayuk Uchnak took.
Chayuk Uchnak took.
The tea is hot.
Uchnak took some.
I am hot would be Machach.
Makai.
Makai.
I'm sweating.
Okay.
Makai. Kuyachtana. I'm cold. Als ich duden ga.
Ja.
Ja.
Sie als ich twa.
Als
ich duden. Sie she look twa.
Tell ya.
Sie she look twa. Sleepy. She look twa. Sie kawach nie.
Gida.
She look twa. Kawach nie.
She said it. She look twa.
She look twa. She look twa. She looked toi.
German. Jerky. That's what you're
dun,
saying.
Dun
dun. Jerky. Dun dun.
Is it deer?
Deer. No, it's cow.
Boy, it would be nice to talk to him and let him without you now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
She would pick it up too.
She would learn it.
Let me have her for about 5 years.
Go ahead.
Kuguk, 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 baby, no? How do you say baby? Do you use kuguk?
Kuguk, I think kuguk,
yeah.
Kuguk, kuguk.
She'll say, come on.
Kuguk.
I'm not a baby. Come on, kuguk. Kukun, kukun, her baby. Kuguka. My baby. Kia.
Which clams do you like best? Which clams do you like best to eat?
I like them most of them.
Most.
The best is, I don't know what they call them.
Razors?
Razor clams. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
The best kind.
They like the big clams or
yeah,
the little?
Yeah, a lot of meat.
I don't know what they call them, but. You know?
Razor crab.
Razor crab.
You can't get those around here, huh?
Down yeah. Rolling
oh, you can.
Rolling Bay, the only place.
Ocean Beach. If you go out to Ocean Beach on a big minus tide on a big northeast,
yeah.
You don't even have to dig them. You just walk along. You could fill up bags.
I
think I swam there before. With that guy, you know. Springtime went. You know that reef there? You mm-hmm. see that reef? Peak Podarkis. Ojedak. Boy. If you have that 5 gallon bucket.
Tony and Peggy took pictures when they went out there. The whole beach was covered with razor clams and they were so high. And they were wondering how come they were
there. You know them things, there's a lot of syrup. Funny the beach.
Yeah, wash them up.
Oh, they grow bigger and bigger.
Yeah, and I don't know why, but any place you go after them, there's syrup or
more
something.
Food for them. Somehow.
They're big, I don't know.
Huh, that's interesting. They gotta be big and strong.
Yeah, you ever see those big ones?
Not that big.
Yeah, they're about that big.
Oh my goodness.
What are they? Green color?
Yeah.
Can you eat them?
Orange.
Yeah, they.
Do you eat them?
They cook them too.
I never
tried them. I see them, Nick and his Chris one time. They put it in the oven. They baked it, you know, I never tried it. Oh, they're big.
Mara eats them.
I wouldn't put it big oven. Mm-hmm.
You tried a cucumber?
No.
They're good. I like them.
What do they taste like?
You know, they look something like you scrape that thing on top.
They
just look like an octopus.
Yeah.
Ah.
They look just like that.
So you just slice it and?
Yeah, you know, these springtime, them boats, they die for them. They come around here. The Japanese buy them.
What do they call them?
Anakidaks.
Anakidaks.
That's what they call them.
Anakidaks.
Yeah, that's what they call them. Anakidaks.
That would be.
Anakidaks. The meat is pretty good.
Yeah, that's
it's long. Good. It's about that long and that wide thin.
I see.
So did you like slice it and put in slices and fry it?
There's
cut them.
And there's two strips of meat in there.
You
cut them open and you scrape the meat off the.
You cut them
it's
like
real thin and it's about like a
Friend?
Like a
saw.
About as wide as a gun.
I don't know if they cook them or not.
It's
never,
the only meat.
I tried them, but they're good, they're raw.
Do you ever eat blue mussels? Do you eat those?
Uduk?
I don't. No.
Uduk? Is that what you call it?
Blue mussels.
I don't trust them.
Uduk, the best.
A girl died from a little egg. And then a guy down in Alicantia, the boat pulled up to the dock and he took a whole bunch of them off the piling in the creosote, you know. Guess he cooked them and they killed them.
Yeah.
From the dock.
They used to make soup out of them before.
They have them in restaurants, you could order them. I wouldn't eat them though, they look pretty fluffy.
We've seen those, you know, the, what you call them, those kabilaks.
Kabilaks?
Mussels.
Yeah.
They sell them in Safeway. I see them in Anki. Yeah, these are mussels. I see them in the.
Kabilaks.
Kabilaks.
You eat them?
I've never tried.
We used to cook them in there.
I never did eat them either.
They're just juicy.
That woman that died, Agnes Divine?
Yeah, she died from
Julia? Julia Pesterkoff, she eats them. She
really?
Was still eating them, not very long ago from Port Lions. But and we don't, you know. We don't.
Or that woman that ate them by the lighthouse, they were in the sun. All dry,
activated.
There's an old dock here, one kind of old man.
Yeah.
He used to pick them from the pile. Right down is an old dock. When Eugene was that big, Eugene Omar, he used to tell him to get me them
Yeah, one time we had a teacher living up in a VHS house.
Mm-hmm.
One time I went up, oh, bunch of empty shells.
Mm-hmm. I didn't know they eat them snails. I don't know what they call them. You see about this bitch? It's Tommy's wife. I got some across the bay, you know them snails?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
The spigot? I didn't know they eat them.
Yeah, yeah, those are good eating.
I heard they're mm-hmm. good eating.
I threw them away.
I just heard that last week from our VPSO.
He told me, I told him I got nothing. I threw them away. How come? Tommy's wife.
Oh.
He ate them in Bristol Bay. He said, boy, they're good.
Bran?
Yeah, Bran.
Catch lots in the crab.
Because I see them in the water when they're walking like a spider.
Huh, yeah.
They're inside the shell.
Yeah. With the crab?
No.
Well, yeah, they walk.
The snail.
Mm,
snail.
The foot, huh?
I know there's lots of crab by that reef. I put my pot one time.
How do you say but? Remember,
yopa.
Yeah, huh?
Yopa.
Yopa.
Yeah, I remember them saying japa, but japa yopa. is not a leptica.
I was hearing you Sinki people say yopa for butt.
Yopa.
Yeah. You're yopa. Yep. I was like, what the heck are they saying? Wondering what they're saying, and I finally asked them, what are you saying? That's a buck. They call it
Chinese caps in the rocks.
I've never eaten those either.
No,
do you eat those?
Yeah. Carry them. And Filipinos to pick them. They stick in a rock. I was with them on the water, good. You clean them like corn, they fry them.
My fishes.
Summertime.
Yeah, summertime. Back in the day, did you guys just dig
clams? They stick right in the rock, you could see them.
Uh-huh.
That's good.
Only in the wintertime you're supposed to dig clams, right?
They're all meat in there. You know? Yes. You cut them out like clams, I remember.
Could you read it?
Well, the Filipinos used to eat anything, I guess.
Would you read?
I guess so, yeah.
You need to have a canary over there, you know.
Scary.
One time when they had a smokehouse, they had bullheads and octopus smoking.
Oh,
yeah. Yeah, in the smokehouse, pure water.
Probably stinky.
We used to smoke bullhead.
Filipinos or Japanese?
Kayula.
Filipinos. Here was, remember they had a smokehouse?
Kayulok's an amigo.
Kayulok and amigo or something.
Before the war broke out, nothing but Japs used to be there.
Yapunsak.
Yapunsak.
Well, yeah,
they bring their own chickens and pigs. I used to listen to them when they cut the pigs' throat
I remember this guy one time, Nick. Long time ago, I was a kid. He said, well, we gotta cook a chicken. You only gotta roost it. You know, they used to cut the head off with the axe. Roll it, you know. And Nick, he said, I watched him. And after a while, he said, oh, the smoke, it stinks. Oh, well, he didn't cook. Smells so bad.
Oh, he was...
Yeah, he cut the head off.
Rooster stinks.
Oh, he said, no, I'm not going to cook this. Really bad.
One time I killed the wrong rooster for Thanksgiving. My brother-in-law and wife, they had opened the chickens, they had roosters. And then his neighbor, Mazi.
Oh, yeah.
He had... I chopped him off as a rooster.
I used to have a rooster.
Yeah, yeah. Well, they used to have a lot of chickens here. Boy, I used to watch them fighting. The roosters, you know.
Oh,
and
yeah.
They fight, you know.
Yeah.
Well, before there was a lot of... We used to have one, two chicken coops. You could know when the chickens laying eggs, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You gotta go check, yeah, you know, you must lay eggs.
Yeah.
There was this little old lady here. Aningchuk, Pete Alexander's wife. Mm-hmm. I used to hear Pete the chicken. Deep, 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 deep.
He talked to him.
Yeah. Grandma was just saying that the other day, too, that she had to
one
say,
thing, when you had that
same thing.
Earthquake, not one made a sound. You had chicken coops, you know. None of them made a sound.
Before the quake?
They know how to go.
Yeah.
Yeah, they
know.
Did they run up the hill?
No,
they all went water. Out.
On
they
the
all went out in the water. Mm.
You got me good, Di.
When the tidal wave.
You guys should have took food, geez.
You know, we were cleaning up after tidal wave.
They would have followed you.
You know, the people used to have the large house. They call them Newsnik,
mm-hmm.
outside. You walk down there. There was, you know, there's a lot of them houses stripped. There was the one Newsnik, you know, 4 2x4 sticking like this. He never tripped. Because this guy pushed it, you know, he just dropped. There was no foundation. Can't figure it out, the water didn't even trip. Somebody mentioned maybe he got too much enough, he couldn't float. Oh yeah, we found that one big, we called him like a dogfish. The water must, and those plants over there, the water. But the whole bay dried up here.
Mm-hmm.
You know that?
You could walk across. To the
other side. Well, these guys kicked here on the boat, Mike and Larry. They dried up, there was no more, they walked up.
Yeah.
This bay dried up.
Oh my gosh.
The whole place.
That would be so
strange. There was some on a boat that walked up that way?
No,
yeah,
they walked
they
up
came
this
up
way.
Larry and the Mike Tunnel.
The boat dried up out
yeah,
there.
Yeah, you know, they were.
He was what, that little beach across to the, by the dock here. It's a far, how far is it right up?
What is, oh, that little beach over there?
Yeah.
To the dock,
there,
all of that
dock.
Rock?
Yeah.
I noticed some rocks. A lot
rocks
of rocks.
Are rocks up there.
We watched that, me, you and Victor, he when he was coming up, remember?
Yeah.
We were down there when the tidal wave was coming, we watched it. Inside, like a thunder.
It was low tide, minus tide when it happened.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that was.
And, I just came back from hunting and put my skiff about halfway up there. When that first real wave come, you know, it hit the beach and passed my what you call. Hmm. My skip.
Mm-hmm.
If it was high tide, it would have went right over.
He, after a tidal wave, Lawrence come, you know, he said, could take a steam bath. We dig, you know. He walked, and after a while, I heard somebody had a little window.
Your iPad.
And I was looking out, you know, I heard Mary or somebody in the hall. I looked out at the loon, I see the water. So, my wife was with me. She always said, we gotta get out of here, I think the water's coming up. So we just, you know, gonna, so we went out, grabbed a coat, ran out. I see the water was even with the rope coming up. So we seen a whole bunch of people on the hill. I thought we gotta go up, I think it's coming up. They went up the hill, you know, there was a lot of people. After a while, you know, I wanted to take a leak or something. I must have put my shorts backwards. You're in such a hurry.
You're in such a hurry.
You're like trying to take a leak, you have to walk. Oh, you know, I take a leak to walk in the hill. I just put my, what? I must have put myself backwards. I never forget that. Boy. I was watching the window, you know, I was stretching up. I see the water. It flows real fast.
It's a good one.
Next day, I couldn't hardly walk. I climbed the hill about 5 times.
Oh, you were sore.
People were hungry, and the school wasn't well.
The school stayed there.
I went down, the teacher said you guys could help yourself with the food. And I grabbed a whole case of pilot bread. I figured, oh boy, they'll like this up. And I climbed all the way, almost to the top. I dropped that case and it rolled all the way and I went back and packed it again.
Oh, my goodness.
That place is steep, you know, where we went.
Remember that guy in Kodiak? He didn't know what earthquake tidal wave.
Pete Pritzky.
Yeah, he didn't know. And they had the earthquake and tidal wave.
Tidal wave, he woke up in the morning. By Woody Island. He slept all the way.
He slept through the whole thing.
All the way, he didn't know, you know. When he looked at Kodiak, holy smoke, look up, and the rest is pumped up. Didn't you know they had tidal wave?
Was he in his boat or what?
He didn't know, yeah.
His whole house?
He got the rest.
Yeah, he rode it out and
never like
wake up.
He thought the Russians bombed Kodiak when he looked, you know. No boat harbor, nothing.
All gone.
He thought the Russians bombed Kodiak.
Eli Machokin and them, they said they were down by T.T. Fuller's yard, somewhere down below Bill and J.J.'s. And they knew the wave was coming. Her dad was watching it, so they put a rope. They put a rope around the shed, and they tied the shed up in the skiff. They ran a line all the way up. And wave came and took everything out of there. The shed was still there, though.
But nothing in it.
I don't know. Oh. I think But they tied a rope around it and tied it off to something up on the hill, and it stayed. Boy. It came off the thing, though. The foundation.
He's gonna save his shed.
They had a skiff, their skiff too.
This guy was on a boat that time. And every time he looked, he comes to cannery, Bobby. He was on the left thing. He looked back, holy smoke, he said, there's another cannery coming out.
Yeah, crazy. Oh. Crazy.
Everything got wiped out in the front.
Yeah. The current is ground.
It was
Aruloxinaka.
They're kind of scared Yankees about that half a speed.
Yeah, they are.
Mm. Yeah. I hope you got it.
Lots of Aruloxa.
Can I hold you? Oh, yeah.
Might be blown too much. It's kind of scared.
Augustine.
Kind of spooky. What? Augustine, you know.
It's interesting that they know so much, you know, but they can't say it. They don't know when it's going to blow.
Yeah, it's quiet. It's pretty quiet now.
Yeah.
It wakes up again.
Do you have a word for, like, if you're really craving, you really, really want some clams?
Yeah.
How would you say, I'm craving clams. I got to go get some. That kind of a thing, like, I found a word like eklihu, Luni. Does that sound right?
Okay.
Eklihu.
Buyuluk, you call it. Volcano?
No, oh, you're talking about
I'm talking
clams.
About clams, like if you want something.
Mamaya.
Yeah, like if you really, really want clams, so it's like you're craving it, you know? Yeah, I gotta have some. So what's the word for, I gotta go get some, I really want some? It's like craving. It's like, and I found a word in the dictionary, but I don't know if it's correct, and it's sometimes I find words for Theo, and she's like, I've never heard that, you know, and we try to figure them out. But we're trying to stay away where you really, really want something. How do you say that? I really want...
Go get me clams right now. I really want them.
I guess you would be like you're hungry for them, so... But
you're really hungry for clams.
Gotta have them. Really bad.
Mamaya.
Mamaya Hayukdara.
Mamaya
Hayukdara.
Mamaya Hayukdara Chaliknak.
Yeah. Mamaya Hayukdara Chaliknak. Yeah.
And that would mean?
You bad.
I want... Oh, I want...
Chaliknakpia.
I want the clams real bad.
Really bad. I want them. How would you say I like them?
Pingagaka.
If you said I don't like them?
Pingaganidanka. Pingaganidanka.
Pingaganidanka.
I don't like clams. I like clams.
You want some? You want some? Is that different?
You want some?
Pingakanga?
Pingakanga. You want some? Clam kyuktu.
Clam
juchten. You want clam?
You want some?
Juchten. Okay. Yeah.
Clam
juchten.
Clam juchten. We a steam. I want steam clam.
And how do you say it? I want steam clam?
Steam clams. I like it the way I like mine. Steam. I just take them out of the shell.
I like them.
Some of them don't like the little flat things. I just eat them.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, some cut them off. Do you like
some
the stomach?
Cut them off.
Do you like clam? The stomach's
oh,
everything.
Yeah.
Yeah. You put that in your soup. All of, yeah.
You know, one time there was a group of Fort Lyons teacher here, Gunderson?
Carly.
Yeah. Boy, he liked crabs, so I got some crabs and steamed the whole pot full. And we ate the whole pot all by ourselves. That evening, we heard somebody almost got poisoned at Fort Lyons.
It was in 1950 that Richie Gunderson died.
Ah.
Richie?
Uh-huh.
I was in 90.
Oh.
I know him and his wife, Wilfred Gunderson.
Uh-huh.
He died from cancer.
Okay. Yeah.
I was up there. Yeah, I gotta go.
Yeah,
lock.
Okay.
And open the store.
Okay.
Monday. More Saturday.
Yeah.
Okay.
This morning I didn't feel good either.
Testing 1, 2, 3.
That was in the meantime?
Yeah. They just delivered their last load.
What are you doing?
I just want to go over some of the, how to say the basic stuff, like, is this student ka? Are you good? Is that right?
Are you good?
Is this
are you okay? How are you?
Are you student?
Is this student?
It was, how are you?
Do you say ka on the end? Or do you just...
Azikhtudun ka.
Azikhtudun ka.
Or do you just say Azikhtudun, like a question?
Azikhtudun, are you okay? Azikhtudun ka. Are you okay?
Are you okay?
It means you. Azikhtudun ka.
Say shilaktwa.
What's that?
I'm happy.
I'm happy.
She looked to her. I'm Isaac to her. I'm sad. I don't feel good.
I'm good. Isaac to her?
Isaac to her. I'm good. I'm okay. She looked too good. We're all happy. She looked too good. We're all happy.
If you ask someone if they want tea, do you want tea? Chayak. Ask, do you want tea? Chayak. How do you ask? Do you want tea? Chayak dudinka or something? Chay. Do you want?
The suna puck the hut. Chay.
Hey.
Chayuk.
Chayuk for me some.
Chayuk teyuk.
Chayuliyudin.
Chayuliyudin.
That's, do you want tea?
I'm making tea.
I'm making tea.
Chayuliyudin.
Chayuliyudin.
Making tea.
Liyudin.
When it boils, what do you say?
Like the volcano?
Kazoo. Kazauk.
Kazauk. Chayak kazauk.
Hot water. That kazauk is boiling. Kazauk.
Kazauk.
Boil. Kazauk. Boil. Kazauk. Water boiling. Don't let you say kettle. Chaynik kazauk.
What?
Chaynik.
Chaynik, like?
Chaynik. It's a kettle.
Chaynik.
Kazauk. Kettle boiling. Chaynik kazauk.
How do you ask, do you want some tea?
Chayumuk minakhma.
Chayumuk
minakhma.
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 Chayumi.
Minakhma.
Chayumi minakhma.
Chayumuk minakhma.
Chayumuk minakhma.
My hands are cold. Ejanga kuyak.
Ejayak.
Ejanga kuyak. My hands are cold. Ejanga kuyak.
How do you say, I have a lot of snot?
Huh?
I have a lot of snot. Like...
What's it called?
Kachluk something.
Kachluk.
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 Kachluk. You got a lot of snot. Kachluk.
It's cold out.
What's nachtuk sami?
What's sami?
Outside.
Sami,
outside.
What's nachtuk sami?
What's nachtuk sami?
Cold outside. What's nachtuk ilumi?
Well, akhlaq patsnach, that's wind. Akhlaq.
Akhlaq.
Wind is cold. Akhlaq patsnach. Akhlaq. Akhlaq is wind.
Wind is cold. Akhlaq patsnach.
But the wind is cold.
How do you ask, when will it warm up?
Oh, yeah. I don't know, but like you say, Chamiko Uknai Chako. Chamiko, sometimes it'll warm up.
Sometimes?
It'll warm up. Chamiko Uknai Chako. Uknai Chako.
Uknai Chako. Sometime it will warm up.
It'll warm up. Chamiko means, yeah, sometime. Tinya kazak, no, Rafi.
Ganga.
Ganga, yeah. Kazak seito. It didn't boil yet.
Oh, the tea didn't boil.
Kazak seito. Means, it didn't boil yet. But you always eat before it boils, make that noise, and you would say, Shumi-nguk.
Shumi-nguk.
Mm-hmm. Say nip Shumi-nguk instead of boil. It's making that noise, you know. You always eat before it boils.
Mm-hmm.
Shumi-nguk. Say nip Shumi-nguk.
Would they say that about the volcano too?
Hmm?
Would you say that about a volcano too before it's like...
Well...
Before it blows?
Does it shake before it blows?
I would think a little bit.
Does it shake?
I don't know.
Or
maybe
it just blows?
And like the... Must get some pressure build up and shake a little bit.
Pressure, yeah. I'm trying to think about that. Pressure, what did you call?
What was volcano again?
Hmm?
Volcano. Volcano.
Boyuluk.
Boyuluk.
Puyuluk.
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 Sound like Kayuluk. No. Puyuluk.
What's Kayuluk?
Bullhead.
No?
Churupuk. That's us. Those brown ones, they look like...
Brown bass.
Yeah. Churupuk.
You call this guy Churupuk. How come? He don't smile.
Yeah.
This guy said, what? We're not gonna hear a book. How come? He's always, he don't smile, nothing. He's always, you know.
Ugly face.
Yeah.
Do you remember hearing old timers say anything about, like, if the birds are washing in the puddle, then the wind's gonna switch or something like that, if the crows are in the puddles?
Birds?
Yeah, if the crows are splashing in the puddles, then it's gonna...
Knock you up. You're taking up when they do that, you know, like, he's knock you up. You know, just like...
Wash.
Taking a bath. Knock you up. You see, you know how to say bird? Kulitskik makayuk. Kulitskik.
Kulitskik.
Makayuk.
Is that just any kind of bird?
Any kind of bird. But like, any kind of bird. Like, seagull. Katayak. Katayak. Who's the guy's name you used to call Katayak?
Arthur.
How come did he eat fast?
He looked like a seagull.
He just looked like one?
Yeah. He looked like one, act like one, huh?
Kadayak.
Because Arthur Hawkinson, we call him Kadayak.
Well, that was his nickname.
Swen's brother.
I thought maybe because they stuffed their mouth, no, like a steeple.
Maybe he used to swallow his
food. His food whole.
Then chew it.
Is there a word?
Yeah, I know this one time I was watching the seagull. Ben Franklin. He choked. He, you know, by the lighthouse, we were watching it. This last one. I guess he got stuck to suffocate. More like alcohol. Oil pulled in the beach. He choked and he tried to swallow, you know.
Too much.
Too much, he got suffocated. Alcohol, he kept it in the beach. We watched it. You know, he tried to swallow to me.
How do you say that?
Sugak. Sugak sinak.
Well, like suffocate or something. Like, he would say, tuk tuk.
Tuk tuk kadayak.
Tuk tuk kadayak. Yeah, like it's a
tuk tuk kadayak.
Yeah, it's something. Chakaymuk tuk tuk kadayak.
What's chakaymuk?
Chakaymuk, it's something.
Something, you know? Don't know.
Something
you're a good boy.
You choke.
I remember seeing one of those loons in the harbor eat a fish, and you could see the fish moving in its neck. Going like,
and
it was just sinking it down.
You know, the big bulls, what they call them, pelicans.
Pelican?
Pelicans or something, you see. He was watching it, you see, at National Geographic. You could see the fish going like this, you know. He's still alive, but he swallowed.
Yeah.
And he's still alive in his stomach.
How do you say the fish is still alive in its stomach? How do you say that in Aleutic? If the fish is alive in its stomach. It's a long one.
Shukani. It's his stomach. Shukani. Umuko.
Shaman.
Shikasuk. Shukani. Shikasuk. Umuko.
Shukani.
Shukani.
Ego.
It's your stomach. Shukani. Jane Kazal, no?
Ah,
Jayo, Lima.
Ah,
ready for?
I don't want to get me deep. Jagger, look.
Come now.
Do you remember hearing anything about, like, how the animals tell you what the weather's going to do? Like, you see birds acting funny, and then you know the wind's going to change or something like that?
Well, like, when you see them seagulls way up there, you know, old timers, you see them way up there, and, you know, they're waiting for a high wind. Aksaksoktut. Kuyana.
Kuyana.
Jagalitu. Shakkuna. Don't be lazy. You know when there's a little bad cold or something, you know what's good? Lemon, hot tea, you try that? Lemon, hot tea, fix your throat. I always like lemon in my tea.
My mom always gave me a spoonful of honey with lemon juice on it for my throat.
Mm-hmm. You know, old timers, that's when, you know them sour berries?
Mm-hmm.
That's what they're good for, sore throat.
Make tea or something?
Well, you could make tea, but I see my aunt used to cook them in hot water. Eat them warm. And eat them, you know.
And just eat them.
And eat them. But, you know, them sour berry twitch. Them sour berry twitch, you know. I heard they used to boil them before. And they would drink the juice.
From the branches?
Yeah, like the twitch. Sour berry twitch, and they would boil them. And sore throat, and they would drink the, you know. You gotta cook them. That's what my aunt used to tell me. It was Papa George's mom. He was my aunt. You know, you see it in a book all this time. How the people before are all from the land. It's all that village in Kaguya.
Mm-hmm.
And they called them wood doctors or something. They were good at that.
Probably all kinds of stuff around here. We just don't know.
In the land, this old man here, you know, he died. He was skin and bones. The people waited for him to die, he never did. He's from Kaguya, the village.
Mm-hmm.
They worked on him, I don't know what they used. They say from the land, like medicine. They got him back. Yeah, the people, my aunt told people here, they wait for him to die, you know, laying in bed, he was skin and bone. But these ladies, they used some kind of old man, and they got him like, he lived at a time of 30 minutes, 30 years, and gained weight.
Wow, I wonder what they gave him.
Well, they gave him, I asked my aunt what word was from all something from the land, and can leave something, can't. It was like these Chinese, they use a lot of stuff from Chinese, they use a lot of stuff from the land.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe some kind of plant. What they make out of cocaine?
Cocoa leaves.
What they make out of cocaine?
What
cocoa
do they make out of that?
Yeah, well, what guy's got something to do with the cocoa?
Mm-hmm.
Coca-Cola.
It must be a lot of dope in it. Maybe cocoa.
Heard they used to put that in a lot of medicines.
But you know, there's like this cocaine and white stuff. They make that stuff, huh? Remember, yeah, they make that.
Mm-hmm. Did you guys used to eat a lot of plants from around here?
Well, before, like George's mom used to make, you know, they grow up in those wild rice, you know.
Mm-hmm. Smell like fish.
Pick them in fall time, then you soak them in a barrel. Even the berries, sour berries, blackberries. Blackberries or something, they used to put them in seal oil. They used to cook the seal fat all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Right, make a lot of fat. And they put it in the seal stomach. he used to save them, seal stomach, hang them out there and dry them up, and they use them for container.
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember that?
Yeah, I remember that too.
Wow. I used to see many.
And my mom used to have them in her shed.
Your mom.
A whole bunch.
What did they call those?
Huh?
What did they call those? The name?
They used to have all kind of shit hanging in the shed.
They take them off, then they would dry them up. They get just like plastic, you know. And they wash them off.
It used to preserve the stuff.
They wouldn't crack, did they have to oil them or something?
The seal oil is in them. They had them full of seal oil and they put the stuff in the seal oil. And it would keep it from rotting and stuff. Preserve it.
Way back before, you know, and he didn't have nothing. I remember that 1930, Papa George was telling me, see how the people survived on cotton. They didn't have nothing. Winter time. There was so much cotton, you know, like here. They would throw the hook out in the bay, in the beach. It was cod all over.
Halibut too?
That's what let them survive. They had nothing else, you know. They couldn't get no ducks or anything like that. Well, they didn't have shells. So, Papa George, he was telling me, the cod just let them survive.
How do you say there was cod all over?
Amlachtuk amudat.
All over. Amlachtuk amudat.
He told me, he threw a hook with a pig right out, there were so many.
They used to just take a red cloth, soak it in seal oil, and throw it down on the bottom, just a cloth, and it'd catch halibut like that.
That's what my stepdad, we were trying to catch fish one day on lines. Didn't catch nothing forever. He came out with WD-40 and sprayed it on a rig.
Fish, there was so much cotton. You know, you fish them on the stick. You could see him, you could see pulling up the cotton. You could see a whole bunch of them coming up and pulling up. These guys used to make that stick, two hooks, like Peter Peterson was fishing with his boy Jeffrey, by two-headed. They had two hooks. Two at a time they were coming up.
They put the stick on a line?
They put this stick, two hooks, put the line in the middle, you know, sinker. And that's how he said they were coming. As soon as it hit the bottom.
Two at a time.
Yeah, there were so many cod. He said it was 5,200. They filled his Jeffrey's boat. You know, they had long line, I know.
What would they call that? The stick with the two hooks?
Yeah, any kind of wood. It would be grouped and two lines. Two hooks on it.
Did they call it
sinker in the middle. I seen them make them. I could make one. I made that. What they call that? Like the mallet. You see? I made that. They always go up for fishes. They call it. George knows how to make. I made one like that. We got a pole. The hook is like this. Well, you figure like before, way back they didn't have nothing, they didn't have no line, no kind of string to go fishing. You know what they used, them kelp?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what they had that.